When Kelly Nicholas was a schoolboy, he was thrilled to be the last one chosen for teams at recess, because the fact of the matter is that he was rarely chosen at all. Which figured. He was one of those guys whose name you forget while you're talking to him, even if you've known him for 10 years. His own dog would sniff the back of his hand and give him a "Who the hell are you?" look. He grew up to be average height, average weight, average looks, and he dressed mostly in browns and grays that he bought off an average rack. Mr. Cellophane, our Kelly, or perhaps the Invisible Man. So why am I telling you about him? Simple. It's because he had one special talent, one skill that every man and woman in the civilized world would have traded their fortune, their loved ones, and their sacred honor for, but it was unique to him. And strangely enough, he often wished it wasn't. I'll get back to the talent in a minute, because as you'll find out, it's pretty important. But right now, I think it's time to introduce Mildred Clark. She was far more accomplished than Kelly. A psychologist, and sharp as a tack, with an almost pretty face and a decent figure. Despite all that, she was Kelly's mirror image. Oh, not that she looked like him, but rather that people didn't so much look at her as through her. As this story starts, Dr. Mildred Clark was sitting at her desk, and on the other side of her office door, Kelly was staring intently at a tank of tropical fish. 5 raced around in languid circles, rising and falling near the tank's bubble stream. But Kelly was concentrating on the 6th one, the one floating belly up at the surface. He felt an immediate kinship with the fish.
"I'll bet the other 5 didn't notice you when you were alive either." "Excuse me, miss," he finally said to the receptionist. "There seems to be a dead fish in your tank."